Let's look specifically at the dialogue with the Orthodox world, where you're focusing very much on the divisions, but also how to restore a vision perhaps of the first millennium, particularly focusing on the question of the primacy. Can you tell us about the current state of that dialogue, what your hopes are for the coming months?
Well, very briefly, I mean, divisions have come about in the church, and these divisions have harmed and continue to harm the church's mission of preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth. Now, we are very close to the Orthodox. Theologically, we have the same faith. We have the same apostolic succession, the priesthood, the episcopacy. So that the difference, the theological difference between us is almost totally concentrated on this one question of structure, authority, the exercise of primacy in the church. In the dialogue, we have reached a point where we all accept, Orthodox and Catholics, that there is a primacy, that in the historical development of the church, this primacy belongs to the Bishop of Rome, but we do not agree on how it is to be exercised. We have been divided for 1,000 years, and in those 1,000 years, we have developed two different ways of exercising the teaching authority, the governance in the church, and naturally it will take much effort, much reflection, and a great deal of humble mutual acceptance to be able to overcome the differences. But I would say that very often the differences are apparently insuperable, but when we look at them very closely, we begin to see how they are there. They are real, but they are not perhaps as big and impossible to overcome as they might seem.
Can we look to any particular events in this coming year that could perhaps help us move forward in this area?
Well, I think that we will continue to have very close and friendly relations with the Orthodox churches. One of the things that's on the horizon is the celebration of the anniversary of the Edict of Milan, which changed the course of the history of the church from a church of persecution to a church in freedom to expand. And then, of course, history tells us how deeply that expansion modeled the life of Europe and the European countries and of the Middle East. So this will be an important occasion. Catholics and Orthodox have a slightly different view of Constantine. We thank him for the political freedom he gave. They also consider him to have been a great figure with a saintly characteristic, because he was the instrument of God in a sense, creating the eastern part of the empire and therefore also the Eastern Church.
And there are going to be celebrations, aren't there,
yes,
in Serbia,
yes,
his birthplace, I believe, for this anniversary?
I would say that there will be celebrations in many countries, in particular, yes, in Serbia, where he was born. And we're looking forward to be able to take part in all of these together, Catholics and Orthodox.
There are hopes that it could be the occasion for a possible meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch from Moscow. Is there any, do you think, hopes that this could be achieved?
Well, I don't think that we should put make this a definite objective of the celebrations. I am not sure that we will be ready. As you know, the preparation of such a meeting is extremely difficult, and it depends not just on the goodwill, but also on how effective we can really be in overcoming some of the tensions that still exist in different parts between Catholics and Orthodox.